In a world of mindless movie cliches, one podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
This is Dave Mustaine.
I'm Dave Ellison, and we're from Megadeth.
And we'd like to wish you a cool Yule and a frantic first.
Oh, my stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year. This will be Christmas in the stars, out among the stars, lighting up a Christmas tree. Come on, everyone, and sing. Lollipops and 20 different kinds of chocolate bars. Everyone will be delighted. Even I am quite excited, getting ready for Christmas in the stars. Yes, Arthur, of course it's terrific, but there's more. Everyone will have a cookie. I bought extra for the cookie. I just hope that everybody can be here. If we all have marked the date, and if none of them is late, we'll have our greatest of Christmases this year. Chewie can help too.
Watch out, Horrifying D4! You are under the mistletoe!
Christmas in the stars! Christmas in the stars! What a merry Christmas this will be! Christmas in the stars! Out among the stars!
Welcome to a very special episode of VHS Rewind. I want to welcome my co-host, Christopher Hassler. How are you, Christopher?
All right, how are you? Where did you get that exclusive clip from The Force Awakens?
You know, it is going to be the opening theme song, and I'm wondering, is that Anthony Daniels doing
the voice? That's definitely him.
That's
definitely.
Now, I'm looking at my Skype, and it looks like we have somebody else on the line. I have no idea who this is. Do you see somebody else on your screen, Chris?
Henry?
Hello? Yeah, it says Henry.
Henry?
Hello?
Henry.
Who's this?
Are you really... this is, like, for real. Is this somebody on your line, Chris?
Who are you guys?
It's not my
line. I guess we had a mix-up with Skype here. We crisscrossed paths. This has never happened to me before.
This is hilarious. Henry, my name is Mark. You're on a podcast, actually.
Excuse me?
You're on a podcast. It's like a radio show?
You're kidding, right?
No, seriously. Actually, if you have a few minutes, hang out. We're going to be playing some holiday, Christmas, festive music.
Am I going to be in the recording?
Are you a pedophile?
Not only that, your camera's on. I can see you.
Oh, I just got my answer on that one.
Okay. I'm Henry.
Well, speaking of saucy language and saucy, and really, Henry, did you call into the show or?
No, Chris? I called somebody else, and I
Where
actually.
Where are you? Are you in the States?
I am in the States. I'm in Florida.
Florida?
Yes.
Are you being serious?
Are you over 60?
No.
What are you wearing?
This is really, really weird.
This is so strange.
Why don't you gentlemen go on with your podcast?
I was about to disconnect it, but
I've listened to a couple podcasts. This is kind of funny. What is your podcast about?
Well, you know what? It's about pop culture.
Okay.
And VHS type of thing. Do you remember VHS?
I do.
And it's Henry, right? It says Henry up here. It's,
yes.
If I pronounce it the way it's spelled, it says Hendry. Hendry.
Spelling error.
Hendry. Hey there, Hendry.
Hi.
So I'm going to play a little... have you ever heard of the Osmonds, Hendry?
Yes, I have.
Well, I'm going to play a little ditty from Chris. Is this okay if I play Jimmy Osmonds' If Santa Were My Daddy?
Yep. So, Henry, we actually have a sister podcast that is dedicated to the Osmonds. Do you like the Osmonds?
Do you like sisters?
Sure. I remember watching it. Sure, yeah.
Oh. That's fantastic. Well, this is Jimmy Osmond, and he was one of the untalented ones.
No, I'm not going to say he's untalented.
I'm going to just enjoy listening to you guys for a few minutes here. This is great.
Okay? I'm going to go on a limb and say Jimmy might have been the most talented next to Donnie Murray, of course.
Please turn up your volume very loud to hear Jimmy's... To hear the way Jimmy hits these notes.
All right, here we go. Ooh, banjo. You hear that, Hendry?
If Santa were my daddy, I'd be good every single day of the year. I bet you think I couldn't do it. Yeah, I could. With such a jolly gentleman so near here.
Very suggestive song.
To be the kind of boy Santa'd want his son to be. Helpful and friendly, especially when he had his twinkling eye on me. I would rest exactly like my daddy. I would learn to love his ho-ho-ho's. Maybe he would even teach me how. The jerk. Then finally, when all the clauses disappear, my daddy would retire from his work, and I would be the one to take his place, spreading all the Christmas joy. I'd be more than willing. Wow, would it be thrilling if only I were Santa's boy?
Wow. Have to say, you know, this is the Osmonds. This is family entertainment. You're just being a dirty guy. Like, your mind is in the gutter, Christopher.
Come on, that song is just...
Henry, are you still there?
I am, yeah.
He's still there. It's hilarious. You want to hang out for at least one more song?
That's the Osmonds?
Yeah.
That was Jimmy. I bet I was wondering how old he was. I mean, he sounds really young. He sounds like 5.
13, I'm going to say. 26. So what's next?
If we want to keep on the suggestive track, why don't we play one of the more controversial...
Why don't we give Henry a choice of one or two or so? You're not good at making choices.
One or two what? One or two what?
Songs. Like, we have selections.
Oh, sure.
Are you a Bill Cosby fan, by any chance?
I used to be until the stuff came out.
Well, all right, Christopher, you know the selection a little bit better. So.
Yes.
Yes.
So this will just add everybody's...
The Mae West thing, I don't know. I think I clicked one of your Mae West things. It was a pretty good song.
Chris.
One of the earlier ones.
Oh, Chris, are you an actor?
I am not, no.
You sound very familiar, like an actor.
People say I look like Richard Gere.
Okay.
Older Richard Gere, but...
Well, not anymore.
Not any-
Now a younger Richard Gere. People say I look like the guy in Survivor Man when he's about to get at the end of an episode. Like, really stressed out.
Ouch.
You know, like, I need a shave and I'm all stressed out. I'm like the end of a bender and stuff. All right. But there was a really good Mae West song.
It was on
a 78, I believe. Maybe it was Santa Come
Right,
Up and
Santa
See
Me. Come Up and See Me sometime.
I'm going to play that.
This will keep on along on the suggestive Christmas carols.
Sure. Yeah, this was it. This is a pretty good song. Now, this is from 1966.
What you could give me for Christmas is nothing to what I could give you. I will give you loving, even if you don't know nothing, I will give it to you. Santa, come out to see me. Bring your reindeer too. Santa, don't be late for me.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
For Christmas is nothing to what I could give you. I will give you loving, even if you don't know nothing, I will give it to you. Yeah. Santa, come up to see me. Bring your reindeer to
me. I just want to mention, this song is almost over, but when she hits those high notes, it reminds me a lot of
Jimmy?
Henry, I don't know who you listen to or anything, if you listen to this kind of music.
Yes, I do. I was actually just listening to earlier a Christmas song by the Supremes called Children's Christmas Song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say, Mae West sounds a lot like Klaus Nomi from the 70s. This is not Christmassy, but... I'm just going to play this real quick. Hold on.
I can't stop myself.
It's kind of this weird art guy from the, the 70s.
Who the hell was that?
That's Klaus Nomi.
I never heard of that guy.
Yeah, you look them up. You might
like
them.
That was a male or female?
A male.
I wouldn't even know how to spell that.
I'll send you a link. But I'm sorry, Henry, I can't believe you're still here with us.
I am.
You were saying what song?
Actually, it is on YouTube. The Supremes Children's Christmas Song, 1965.
With Supremes Children's Song?
Christmas Song, 1965. I was just listening to that before.
Really? How come? If you don't mind me asking.
I've been playing some Christmas music.
Oh, okay. Are you Jewish?
No? I don't know.
Well. Let's take a listen.
Boy, what a difference a minute makes. Thank you. Now, Hullabaloo is proud to welcome back three young ladies who have just released one of the most delightful Christmas albums I've ever heard. Ladies and gentlemen, the very aptly named Supreme.
And when I say ding and dong, I want you to say the same thing with me. All right? Just sing along with Mary, Florence, and me. All right? Now, yes. Ding dong, ding dong, hear the bell ringing out the first Noel.
Selection, Henry, for somebody.
That was good. That was good.
I've only known for a little bit of time. It's a great video, too.
The name is Hendry with a D, not Henry.
Hendry.
Yes.
Is your last name Hill?
British. Hill? Yeah, he's British. He's British.
Oh. Gentlemen,
in
thank
all seriousness,
you.
Wait. Chris, did you put this guy on? I mean.
No.
Oh, this is very. This is indeed very real that we crossed paths on Skype.
This has never happened.
So, gentlemen, thank you for having me.
You're gone? And you're leaving already?
I have eggnog.
We have like special guest stars on our show tonight. We have contacts out in the entertainment world.
We do.
Who they've recorded some special messages. For you as being one of our new listeners now, you're going to listen to our podcast now, right?
Here, we have a couple of things here. Take a listen.
Hello, everybody. This is Andy Williams, wishing all of you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
See, we have stars.
Andy Williams.
You know, he did discover the Osmonds.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Vale of Columbia Records. Let me be among the first to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Jimmy Dean, and from my house to your house, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And somebody, I have no idea who he is.
Hi, this is Ray Conniff, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Huh, who is Ray Conniff?
He's like a easily listening conductor, I think, you know, so there was like the Ray Conniff singers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's like an easy listening conductor name.
Hello, this is Patty Page wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Is that all there is, Patty?
No, there's actually more from Patty.
Hi, This is Patty Page asking everyone to join me in the spirit of Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hendry, I would like to thank you for coming on to the podcast. I don't know if you have other stuff to do. You mentioned having some type of nog.
You two are two delightful young men. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you very much for listening. If you ever want to come back on the show, to VHSRewind.com.
I've written it down, and I'm gonna try to listen in to your podcasting.
Great. All right. Well, before this gets any creepier, I'm just gonna have to move on. Thank you very much, and
Now you might want to disconnect me. I don't know if I disconnect. If you guys will lose your call.
Oh, there we go. He's gone. Oops. Well, that worked out well.
Sorry about that.
There he goes. Adios. Whoa. That was very impromptu, and it was very strange. And
do I have to scan my computer now? Like, was he able to, like,
I don't know. I'm on the Mac, so I'm not going to be too worried. But that was really...
Hey, I'm going to go monitor my bank account right now.
That was an oddity that I've never that's never happened before.
That used to happen on my rotary phones, though, sometimes.
Like party lines?
Yeah, well, no, that somehow, like, the lines would get crossed and you would have a uninvited guest.
I would get that with my... Back in the 80s when cordless phones were all the rage, I would be able to listen in my neighbor's calls.
Nice.
And that was a pretty hot time. So, speaking of a hot time, I'm going to play a little Winter Wonderland by Stryper. If you don't mind. Just a little bit.
Singing. Tim and Oz, why don't you guys help me out?
Aw, man.
I got a cold.
You're sick again? Bob, come on, man. You're my brother. Don't leave me hanging.
I don't know, man. I better stick to the drums.
All right. Shine, you guys, man. I'll do it myself. Slay the three.
I'm not comfortable listening to this whole song.
Now they were the Christian rock guys, right?
Yeah, Michael Sweet and the other guys. Fantastic musicians.
Really?
They were all great singers. Yeah, man. I mean, good. If you listen to their drumming and the bass player and the guitarist, well, Michael Sweet, the lead singer, was also guitarist. Phenomenal. I mean, they really pulled this all off live, too.
Wow.
But it's really in your face.
If we want to try, we don't have to play the whole thing here either, but if we want to stick with the hair guys, do we want to listen to Slade?
I've never heard of Slade.
I've never heard of them either. I thought they were some kind
that
of...
That sounds like some type of a fake band from like a Mark Wahlberg movie or something. You know? Is that a real band?
It is. I'm actually doing a wiki search here. They're an English rock band from Wolverhampton.
Do they have a Christmas song?
They rose to prominence during the glam rock era of the 70s.
Well, that was like New York Dolls.
17 consecutive 20 top 20 hits? Who the fuck?
Well, how about this? How about we play a little bit of Spike Jones? Wouldn't it be fun to be Santa Claus's son?
Okay.
I'm making suggestions, but I know that you understand this list a lot better than I do.
You know what's great about this? When I started researching the show, I thought, oh, you know, we're never going to find enough.
Oh my god! Like, you found funny everything. Stuff.
And this is like the tip of the iceberg.
Wait, how about Brady Bunch?
Oh, yeah, let's do the Brady Bunch for sure.
I might sing along. I don't know.
Is that Marsha?
I actually have this record.
That's sad.
It was 99 cents. Look at Tiger. They put a bow on Tiger. He has a purple bow on his head. Oh, Tiger. Tiger died in the end of the first season. Are they gonna have Cindy come in with her lisp?
Is anybody else singing? Because
oh yeah, they're gonna all come in.
Oh, they all sound alike.
See?
Oh, there's the boys.
It's before auto-tune, people.
I like it better when they did their rock pop stuff.
You mean the silver platters?
When he went Johnny Bravo.
Oh, I like Johnny Bravo. It was a dark time. Oh, holy cow. Where'd that come from? When Christ was born. Like, what was that? That's some lazy singing right there.
When is Mr. Brady gonna come in?
Oh, yeah. You know.
And where's Sam the Butcher? I hope he's coming in.
Where's puberty? Is it going to come in? Is it going to step in a little bit? This was when they were all kids, though. Oldest one, maybe 12.
Yeah.
I think we can pass on this.
Marsha was still hot. I would have done her.
Well, not now.
12. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. What does she look like?
Well, let's check her out.
No, I wouldn't if I were you. How about Red Buttons?
Sure. Let's do some funny. Not that the others weren't funny.
On Christmas Eve, when Santa Claus was starting on his way, he found a little puppy dog hiding in his sleigh. The little dog looked very sad and hung his little head.
This is the scariest video I've ever seen in my life. I have to just explain what I'm looking at.
Right. Yeah, what is going on? I can't see.
There's a record player, you know, playing a record. And there's all these, like, Hummel statues, are they called, right? These, like, porcelain...
Oh, yeah.
Angels, and they're all, like, around, and there's crosses and crucifixes, and there's the wood paneling in the back. This is very, very creepy.
What was wrong? This is what he said. Bow Wow wants a boy for Christmas. I'm unhappy all alone. My tail won't wag for joy.
I always like Red Buttons, actually.
Until I get a boy.
Jewish,
a boy that I can call my very own. Bawa wants a boy for Christmas.
Just they couldn't get a real dog, huh?
Love and obey. A boy to chase around the park.
It's still very
from
poignant.
Morning till it's dark. Every single day.
I like his voice, actually.
I want biscuits and a bowl. And I hope there'll be a bone for me. But what I want most of all is a boy beneath my Christmas tree. Bow I want a boy for Christmas.
I liked it better when Red went into his skinhead stage.
Will do.
When did he go into a skinhead phase?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
He's certain from the start that he wants a bow-wow too.
I think it was a pretty cute song.
That was a cute song. That's a cute song.
But yeah, Red Buttons was born Aaron Schwartz on February 5th, 1919 in New York City to Jewish immigrants.
So, you know, staying on the theme of what I want for Christmas, one of the great things was finding new tunes that I never heard before. And I found these two tunes by none other than Art Carney.
Oh.
From the Honeymooners.
Yeah.
And he does these Christmas things that are like beat poetry. So I don't know if you want to do
it Twas the Night Before Christmas or well, is there another
there's one? That one, but why don't we do just to keep on the what I want for Christmas theme with Santa and the Doodly Oop. My kids love this song.
I think this is it. I'm not 100% sure, so let's see. No. It's Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, did I not
Doodly Oop?
Yep, there's...
I'll just do a quick search.
Art Carney, Santa and the Doodle. Just do Santa and the Doodle.
Doodle Art Carney. It has to come up, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Tommy. One day, he wrote a letter to Santa Claus up in the North Pole and said, "Dear Santa, I have been a good little boy all year, so I am writing you now to say, all I want for Christmas is a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop. All I want for Christmas is a doodly-boop, thump diddly-adda, doodly-boop." When Santa read the letter, he was very much surprised, because he hadn't had anyone ask him for a doodly-boop in a long time. It was the day before Christmas, so into the toy factory, Santa went, looking for a doodly-boop. He looked high, and he looked low, but there wasn't a single doodly-boop in sight. Santa went through the toy factory singing, "Has anybody seen a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop? Has anybody seen a doodly-boop, thump-diddly-adda, doodly-boop?" But none of his helpers knew where there might be a doodly-boop in sight. So Santa went home slowly and sadly, singing, oh, where is a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop? Oh, where is a doodly-boop, dump diddly a doodly-boop?" When Santa came home, Mrs. Santa Claus opened the door and said to him, "Santa, you look so tired and unhappy. What's wrong?" Santa said, "Little Tommy asked for a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop. Little Tommy asked for a doodly-boop, dump diddly a doodly-boop. But there is none in sight anywhere, and it's almost time for me to deliver my Christmas toys." "Why don't you look into the closet?" said Mrs. Santa Claus. With a start, Santa jumped up, ran over to the closet, opened the door, and out fell hundreds of doodly-boops. Picking one up and putting it quickly in his bag, Santa went on his way to deliver his Christmas toys, singing, "Little Tommy's gonna get the doodly-boop, a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop. Little Tommy's gonna get a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop, a doodly-boop."
I thought that was really good.
That is so awesome. That is definitely from like the Ed Norton years, because yeah. it sounds like Norton.
Art Carney, you know, Irish American.
Now I just can't
Catholic.
Like, the we can play the other one a little later, but it's like he's amazing. It's amazing, and the other one's like even faster and it's just like I can't believe he did that.
You mean "Twas the Night Before Christmas"?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just play it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, somebody playing the record.
Nope.
Swing.
Bugs, the night before Christmas, went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snuggled in beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Then Mama in a kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash.
Sounds like the Fresh Prince
the
of
Bel-Air. And threw up the sash.
Yeah, he invented
that. To my wondering eyes should appear upon a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his horses they came. And he whistled and he shouted and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, and Vixen. Ah, Dumbledore, Jubilee, Dunner, and Blitzen. The top of the porch to the top of the wall. Now dash away.
Let me just interrupt this. A lot of people give, you know, Bob Dylan a lot of credit for inventing the art of, I guess, poetry and arithmetic form that, you know, would eventually become rap. I don't know, Art Carney. I mean, to me,
right?
This sounds more rhythmic than any. It ends up sounding more like bubblegum rap of the 80s than Bob Dylan's. I mean,
yeah,
I
like
Bob
I said,
Dylan,
I was,
not to take anything away from him.
I'm really hearing Will Smith here, and
yeah, like
it's like
your parents just don't understand.
Dash away off. So up to the housetop, the courses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prance again, pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head, was turning it around, down the chimney, St. Nick came with a bound. He dressed all in fur from his head to his foot. Clothes were all covered with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how to twinkle, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and a smoke in his circle, his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He's chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. Crazy, and laying his finger aside off his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to a sleigh, to his team gave a whistle. Away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
That was great.
That's amazing. It just shows how cool Art Carney was.
I would love to have seen him do that live.
I wonder if that's him on the drums. I bet that's him on the drums.
I could see him playing drums and doing that.
Sure. I can too.
I say we bring it down and we jump a couple decades here. we go to ABBA, Happy New Year.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, no, I like the kids like this one too.
I love ABBA. I'm just curious to see if it's like all their videos with like these side profiles and weird singing. Is it?
It is.
Oh my, I love the style of their videos. Their videos cost nothing.
No more champagne, and the fireworks are through. Here we are, me and you, feeling lost and feeling blue.
Big pile of coke on the table. They might have cleaned it up, but you know it was there.
Yesterday, now's the time for us to say Happy New Year! Happy New Year! May we all have a vision now and then of a world where every neighbor is a friend. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! May we all have our homes are real to try. If we don't, we might as well lay down and die.
make it so damn catchy.
I'm not going to go through the whole song, but it's a really good song.
It's another 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's another 35 minutes on the disco side. But this apartment is clearly like either in London or Manhattan, and it's probably $600 a month.
I would have said Sweden.
$600 a month. You would have said Sweden?
All right.
We can go to the crazier and like the more ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say let's do you know, John Denver has a very special message.
Yeah, like
for,
what is the song? Like I see the title and I don't. All right, you ready?
Yep, he has a very special message from John Denver on Christmas.
Serious daddy issues here.
Please, daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry.
Merry Christmas.
Please, daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Just last year when I was only 7, now I'm almost 8, as you can see.
I just need to point out that both Christopher and I have 7-year-old children apart by one day, which is pretty amazing. Isn't this horrifying? isn't this be singing from the perspective of a child 1 year older is horrifying to me.
And saying this, saying this to you.
Yeah, it's like, all right, let's keep going.
Please don't beat us, please.
Yeah, like, why is she crying? I don't want to know.
You came home a quarter past 11.
You little son of a bitch, you're telling me.
This is not going to end well.
I'm going to beat this kid. Don't tell me. Oh,
murder, suicide.
Fell down underneath our Christmas tree. You better go upstairs. Then you laugh and holler Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears.
Oh no.
Please, daddy, don't get drunk. Please, daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. No, I don't want to see my mama cry.
You can tell that the child who is supposedly singing that song is going to grow up and
get a bad haircut for the rest of his life.
Ouch.
Then
short
how
life
did John
too,
Denver die?
In a plane crash, wasn't
I think a plane crash. I almost said a skiing accident, but that's
Sonny
Bono. Yeah, Bono.
All right, I think we need to bring this mood back around. God. So why don't we do a more traditional Christmas carol with the Partridge Family? Of all people. All
right, give me a second here.
This is really rocking too. I really like this.
Yeah, me too. Holy cow, do I have this? A Hasselhoff I have?
We'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll never get there. God forbid we get there.
We might have to do like a two-parter here.
Well, we kind of split the show in half. I mean, we're not that far into this. It's only 46 minutes in. Here we go. I got it. Ready?
Yep.
Ah, oh, it's a great bass.
Nice.
It's a great bass.
Is that Danny on the bass?
Oh, yeah.
The Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Dude, this is a great song.
It is.
It is a really good song.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Rock around now. Everyone dances so merrily in that new old-fashioned way.
That's Susan Day on guitar?
I don't think so. Remember 1981's Looker?
Yeah.
With Susan Day?
Yeah, I do indeed. I have that on DVD.
Yeah, I forgot about that movie and I just looked it up.
And you saw the nude flesh?
I
think no, you see her.
I remember it though. It was just her birthday 4 days ago. She's like 60 some odd years old.
Is she? Wow, is she that old?
Yeah, she's.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's. I'm trying to find a more recent picture, but
still smoking, I bet.
You think? I mean, you know what? She was one of these genuine beauties.
She was cute, and you know, she was rail thin, but I liked it. Are they, so it was Danny on bass? Danny was the bass player?
I don't. He wasn't really playing bass.
Oh, that was my next question. Like, were they?
Yeah, I don't.
Actual.
They were using session players for these albums.
Could,
I'm assuming.
Could Mrs. Partridge really play that tambourine? That's what.
You know what? What was the girl's name? The little girl and the brother. What did they even play? Like,
yeah, what? She was the drummer, wasn't she?
I'm gonna look. This
I think
up
the little. Here. I think that little girl was the drummer.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. But session players. I mean, they weren't playing these songs. What was the mom's name?
Mrs. Partridge.
As I got older, she got better looking. You know.
Oh, I have no idea. Oh, I can't remember.
Mrs. Partridge. Whatever happened to Dad? There was never anything about Dad, huh? Come on, get happy.
And so those were all her kids, right? They were meant. They were supposedly all of her kids.
Yeah.
With no dad in sight.
Except for Kincaid.
Who was gay.
Who he was just looking for 15%. Mr. Kincaid. Mr. Kincaid. Like, oh my God. But you know, you had David Cassidy, man. I mean, I think he had a pretty good voice
on that. Yeah, his voice on that cover was like amazing. I was like, I'm telling you, this is like revelations doing this research for the show. I'm like, that's going on my permanent like Christmas mix.
I want to try to find who are the session players. It can't be that hard to find. all right, so what's next here?
Why don't we do the Cosby?
Another John Denver repeat of Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk on
Christmas. Please. We can do another traditional carol with you want to do Lorne Greene?
Yeah, I like Lorne Greene.
Doing Jingle Bells.
I'm looking for it.
Do you have it?
I got a very long list here. So,
we'll do just a few more so we keep this short. Do you
have Soupy Sales?
That one's not that good, but you can play.
No.
Here, wait, I'll send. Of course, my computer's not working.
Oh, come on.
Walking around the Christmas tree.
You've had a lot of good stuff here, man.
And again, what's amazing is like we're not even scratching the surface.
Oh, not even. This is, you know, honestly, if we just did 50s stuff, it would take an entire episode.
Here, I'll send you.
You found it?
Yeah.
I have Cary Grant Christmas Lullaby.
We'll end the show with that because it's a nice little story thing.
What about the Hoff?
We'll do that one next. That's all next.
Right. All right.
He's got an amazing monologue. Oh, wait. I gave you the wrong one. Shit.
What, The Night Before Christmas?
No, I gave you Lorne Greene. Gotcha.
It's all right.
But I just figured Jingle Bells from Lorne Greene would be more.
What is your favorite Lorne Greene role?
I think he was in Earthquake.
Now, Lorne Greene was in
Bonanza.
He was in Bonanza, but
was he in something else?
Was he in a sci-fi?
Oh, Battlestar Galactica. Yeah, Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. You're right.
That's what I liked him in.
I liked him in that as well.
Oh wait, I think I'm playing the wrong one. All right, here we go. Jingle Bells. Lorne Greene.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
To ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Now a day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side.
The horse was lean and light, misfortune seemed his lot.
He got into a drifted bank, and we got upsot.
Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I don't love this. I do not love it.
Really? I thought it was it's peppy, it's up, it's...
I don't think he has a great singing voice.
While you're young, take the girls tonight.
I don't know.
And sing this sleighing song.
You can stop. Let's get to the Hoff. He does have a great singing voice.
The Hoff.
And he's got an incredible, I don't know if it's improv, but he's got an incredible monologue towards the middle to end of this.
Now, this is David Hasselhoff of Baywatch, Knight Rider.
And Germany fame.
Like, and also that one video where he's eating a sandwich really drunk. It's a pretty good thing, but here we go. Check it out. Oh, it's immediately.
Yes.
song with cowboy boots on. Did you hear that?
What was that? Was that you?
No. Hello?
Yes.
Chris, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Holy. Wait, hold on. Let me just pause this. Do you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that Hendry? What the?
Hello.
Hello.
What the hell?
Who is this? Like, what is going on with our Skype tonight? Seriously.
Did you change, like, servers or something? Or no. I don't know what would do this.
I don't know. I changed a few light bulbs. I don't know.
Hello, gentlemen.
Who is this? Hendry again? Yeah, look at it.
He's Hendry back again. The I never hung up.
What?
I've been listening.
What did you think of the show so far,
though? I had to do some stuff in the den, but yeah. I just came back. I never logged off.
What do you think of the music so far?
I'm enjoying it.
Let's go back to it.
That was very nice. Chris, are you a father?
I am indeed.
Nice.
Did we lose Mark?
I don't know where Mark is.
Uh-oh.
I guess...
He's got all the controls. I don't know how to do like any of the music.
I understand. Right, right. Are you... Are you doing any Christmas galas of any kind?
I don't do any of that. I don't do any of that. I don't believe in Christmas.
No. Oh, okay. Do your children like it?
Merry Christmas, Mama.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm back.
Where the hell did you go?
I vanished.
All right, well...
Well, I'm going to play a little Bill Cosby at the end. Right here. And then we're going to jump into a few other things.
Mark, are you a father?
No, I'm actually not. One day I hope to be. But I don't think it's in the cards. Are you?
I don't know.
You don't know. Wait, what is this... Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus and his old lady.
That's a real, it's like a funny story. It's not really worth, right. It's really long too.
What about Andy Gibb?
I don't have any Andy Gibbs.
Yes, Andy Gibb, Dean Martin, Christmas Special, 1 of 6.
Oh, that's not in there. That was
oh,
just.
Oh, it's right. It's looking at me right now.
All
right.
Well, that's not anything. I think we could do like Cosby and then take it out with. Let me just look real quick.
Merry Christmas, Mama.
Merry Christmas, Mama. Yeah. Why don't we just do?
Andrew, are you still there?
Do we have any more celebrity best wishes from? Do we have any more of those?
Yeah, we have a lot of them.
Now, this next one, you should use the music from the title song of the album, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, before, under, and after this take.
What the?
All right, then.
Hi, this is Ray Conniff asking everyone to join me and the singers in the spirit of Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy New Year.
This is Percy Faith asking everyone to join me in the spirit of Christmas. This is Percy Faith wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Huh. Look at that. I mean, these guys are very festive. But, you know, we do have some other ones that are a little bit more maybe Hendry's speed.
This is Hendry wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Hello, everybody. This is Ann Wilson of Heart, and I'd just like to wish, along with Nancy and the rest of the people in Heart, you all a very happy holiday and a great new year. Make it at least be as good as this was, but hopefully a lot better. We'll see you sometime. Happy holidays.
Very, very strange on that one, right? Now, here's somebody who's pretty much probably the biggest legend out of all of these guys.
Hi, this is Steve Miller, and I'd like to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's it? I thought there was more.
Who was that?
Steve Miller. But listen how he ends it. It's as though he kept talking, but they cut it off.
Hi, this is Steve Miller, and I'd like to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And I hope that all of you will buy my records. Here's Ann Murray.
Hi, this is Ann Murray wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Brett Michaels of Poison wishing you a very Merry Christmas on behalf of Bobby, Ricky, Cece, and myself. Have a safe, wonderful Christmas.
A safe, wonderful Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all from MC Hammer and the Posse. The thrill is never gone.
The what? The thrill?
Hi, my name is Tracy Spencer. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I don't know who these people are. How about?
Hi, this is Suave wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, Chris, you said that's Rico Suave.
Right, isn't that the guy who did that song, that one-hit wonder? Rico.
Hi, this is Suave wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Suave.
Hello there, this is Lloyd Cole from Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. Speaking for the dead Mark Bolan. I remember in 1973 I bought Solid Gold Easy Action, and on the B-side was Born to Boogie, and Mark said, wishing you all a super funk Christmas and a golden new year. So I'll say that too.
That's pretty depressing right there. But you kind of like that, right, Hendry?
Chris?
I did.
Chris, do you have a fireplace?
What are you, crazy? How much money do you think I make a year?
Wait, do you have a fireplace, Chris?
I do.
Oh, you do? And a pool.
I rarely use the fireplace, though, because...
It's terrible, yeah.
I'm afraid of... Isn't there a way for, I don't know, somehow, like, soot collects on the walls of the chimney?
Sure, sure.
And then it could go up in flames?
Sure.
Isn't that true?
It is true.
And you have to clean it, and I don't know how to clean it, and I'm not paying anybody to clean it.
Right.
And during the summer, actually, I had to seal up the you know, it has the glass doors on it.
Oh, okay.
No, the glass doors, because there was like a family of moths in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, where the hell are they coming from? So I sprayed like Raid in there, and now I really can't use the place because.
Oh yeah.
I do have advice that I'll give you off air, for that. Not for the moths.
Oh.
Because if I had moths in my fireplace, I'd probably light a fire.
Exactly.
I don't have a fireplace, though. I do have a fire pit in my backyard.
And, I want to get one of those. I do want to get one of them.
Yeah, the $40. If you spend $60, you get one that's even better. Yeah, like really well constructed. I just cut down a cherry tree like George Washington. So I saved all the wood, and I'm letting it kind of naturally get seasoned. And I'll burn that probably in the, if it ever snows.
Nice. If it if it even gets warm.
Excuse me. Mark and Chris.
You know, we have this guy, Henry. I'm just going to call you Henry.
Do you either of you use an electric blanket?
I have one. We haven't used it since we bought a down comforter for way too much money.
Mm.
You, Chris?
No, I do not.
Do you use a down comforter?
I do not.
Well, try not to have your dog pee on it because it costs like about $100 to clean. If that's
I like the cold.
I prefer the cold as well, but I will say this much:
helps me sleep.
If you get a down comforter, it actually keeps you warm and cool, depending.
Mm.
It doesn't. It keeps you in a moderate temperature. It's a very good blanket.
So you kill like ducks, you to get feathers.
No, you just kill them. What about you, Hendry? Do you own a blanket?
I do, yeah.
Are you like, where are you right now?
He's in the house.
Well, my whereabouts are a personal thing. How old am I? How old would you guess I am?
31.
Oh.
He sounds like a famous actor, but I can't place the actors.
Wait, Chris, is this a famous actor that you had call into the show?
I don't know famous people.
Oh, I do.
I know people who know famous people, but I don't know famous people myself.
I've met famous people briefly.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll leave it to you now.
Henry, we're gonna disconnect. We have
Thank
to.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a happy holiday.
All right. Bye bye.
What a weirdo. All right, I just disconnected him because I don't know how he keeps getting into our conversations. But what?
My bank account remains untouched.
For now. That's how they do it.
Now, hopefully he hasn't taken my porn photos off my computer. Yes.
Well, let's choose something for the end, and let's wrap this up.
So should we do it with Cosby or go out on a more sentimental note? The Cary Grant is
kind of slow. Well, do you think we should do Cos?
Let's do Cos.
All right, hold on. Cos is 3 minutes. Should I play the whole thing?
Yeah, this is like
if
awesome.
If that's the case, I'm going to run downstairs and go to the bathroom.
All right.
All right, so here we go.
Merry Christmas, Mama.
You might think it's Barry White, but it's not.
Merry Christmas, sweet lady. It's that time of the year, and I want to be your Santa Claus.
I want to learn this song. I want to sing this song.
Can I be your Santa Claus, Mama? I could be your Santa Claus, Mama, if you let me be your Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I even go out and buy some reindeer, Mama. Put some wings on them. Teach them how to fly. Buy me a sled, Mama. Hook them up. Crack my whip and say, up, dancer, prancer, get up. Heading for your rooftop. Up over the city, Mama. Up over the buildings.
What if this was arranged by Quincy Jones?
Santa Claus. Looking for your rooftop, Mama. Because I want you to come down your chimney.
Go down your chimney.
Can I be Santa Claus, Mama? Can I be your Santa Claus, sweet woman? Land of reindeer on your rooftop. I won't make no noise, Mama. I'll be quiet as I can be.
I'm back.
I just want you waiting in front of the fireplace. 'Cause when I slide down the chimney, Mama,
slide down the chimney,
I'm gonna be on fire. Way to put it out is for you to hold me. Put out the fire, Mama. Put out the fire on your Santa Claus, Mama. Don't let your Santa Claus burn up, Mama. Merry Christmas, Mama.
Is this legitimate?
Your Santa Claus talking.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, but a lot of people do a good impersonation of him.
No, I think that's real. From a more innocent time in Bill's life.
Sure.
Or at least as yet unknown.
I don't know about unknown.
I'm just curious if that was arranged by Quincy Jones.
It easily had that Quincy Jones kind of yeah. Big band appeal.
Merry Christmas, Mama. Let's see what we find on this.
You have a cat. You have two cats, right?
I have two cats.
So I kind of lock my cat out of coming up here in my kind of office space.
Why?
I don't like her to come around and poke around things and knock stuff over because I have collectibles up here and stuff. So if I go down there really fast and just open the door, she'll run right in, right? She's right. Waiting. So I'll kind of give her the foot shove, and then she'll just play dead, like lay on her side.
Dope.
Do you ever get this?
My cats, they will wait by the door, like it'll, in the morning.
Like the cat will lay down limp so that I can't even step there because she's now taking up the entire foot space.
Dope.
It's just, the cat is very strange. You want a cat? The cat actually comes to you when you call her.
Really? My cats don't do that at
I've
all.
Never
at
had
it, all.
I've never had a cat this social in my life. And my dog,
love it.
And my dog is crazy jealous of the cat. And if the dog runs, the cat just kind of leaps on the back of the dog and terrorizes him.
Ouch.
Yeah. And then the dog will hump the cat. It's a lot of fun going on around here on a day-to-day basis. So what are we going to end this all out on?
I guess we could do the Cary Grant one.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, man.
Or actually, you know what? The Lou Rawls is a good happy song to do it on. We'll save Cary Grant for next time.
I don't see Lou Rawls.
Really?
Not yet.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Did I not? Is it not towards right above Cary Grant? All right, wait. I'll send it to you.
Art Carney is above Cary Grant.
Keep going.
No.
What? All right, hold on.
I have Ernie, not Bert.
Nope.
Hasselhoff, Cheech and Chong, Mae West, Jim Nabors.
Yeah, we'll save him for another part two of our show. All right,
here we go. Yeah, I don't have this. All right, man. So I'm going to play this out.
All right.
Just stay on the line. Here we go. Have a good one. We'll probably have a part two of this entire
show. Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping we can do that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Christmas, a good time Christmas for me. Stock up the wine, cook plenty food, and lay my presents under the tree. Tell all my friends I'm coming, and we're gonna have a big ball. I got me some dough, and I'm ready to go, and I bought some pretty for all of y'all. Mother, I know you've been praying, the Lord has seen me through. I'm so glad I can jump and shout, tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm coming home for Christmas, a good time Christmas will be. Come on everybody and have fun with me, a good time Christmas with me, a good time Christmas. Drinking plenty eggnog, y'all. I'm having some fun. I bought some dough and ran to go. I bought something pretty for all of y'all. I'm coming home for Christmas. A good time Christmas is gonna be. Come on, everybody, to have fun with me. A good time Christmas for me. Good time. A mighty good time. Eating plenty cranberry sauce, turkey and dressing, drinking good eggnog. Y'all open up them presents, all them pretties, all them pretties, all them pretties. Good time.